Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Vachim, Parakei, Mishnei, and Mishnah Vav. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Asurbas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Vav, and Ziva Gohagon, Bikar of Mamesh. And we're discussing Kachi Kachim. Here's the last of them. And the Mishnah tells us Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur V'Ashamais. The Shlomim, there are carbon Tzibur and Ashamais. What type of Shlomim are carbon Tzibur? Usually Shlomim is a carbon Yachid. So that's the two Kvasim, the two lambs that are brought on Shavuos. And then we also have a carbon Asham, which is brought for a particular Avera. That's what the Mishnah clarifies. Eluhein Ashamais. These are the Karbonis Asham. Number one is Asham Gezelois. An Asham has to do with Gazel, namely somebody demanded money from another. For example, Reuven told Shimon, "You owe me money." Shimon swore falsely that he doesn't owe money, and then later on he admitted that he swore falsely, so he has to bring this carbon called Hashem Gzelois. Then there's something called Hashem Me'ilois, which is if a person accidentally was Mael Behektish, he misappropriated Hektish, or Hashem Shiv Harufa. This Asham of Shiv Harufa, which is if we have a non-Jewish maidservant, she's half freed, half maidservant still, and a Jewish man is Bael her, he has to bring this carbon. Hashem Nazir, this is a carbon the Nazir has to bring if he becomes Tamei Meis in the middle of his Naziros. Asham Mitzayra, this is the Asham that a Mitzayra brings after he becomes Tahar from his Tzaras. And Asham Tali, this is the last of the Ashamos, which is a carbon a person brings when he's Safek, whether or not he was over in Avera B'Shayeg. In all these cases, Shechitasa Matzafon, they're Shechitin in the northern part, V'Kibudam V'Klisharis Matzafon, and the blood is caught in Klisharis in the northern part, because again, it's Kachay Kachim, V'Damaton, Shtematon, Shein Arba, and the blood has to be sprinkled, Shnaim Shein Arba, which is on the two corners, and V'Nechal Lefnim HaKlaim, the meat is eaten within the Klaim, within the curtains, L'Zichre Kuna, only by male Kaihanim, not by the female. B'chom achol could be eaten any which way, roasted or cooked, l'yom v'layla, for day and night, ad chatzos, up until chatzos. Now moving on to discuss kachim kalim. Mishnah Vav tells us, hatoida ve'el nazir kachim kalim, a carbon toida, which you know is brought for one of four reasons. If a person was very sick and he got healed, he got let out of jail, he successfully went on an ocean journey, or he crossed over the desert, all these one brings a carbon toida, or the ram of a nazir, which is when he's a nazir, and he finishes the whole period of naziras, he brings his ram. Kachim kalim, these are kachim kalim, they're a lower level. Shechitasim b'chol makim bazara, they can be shechted anywhere in the Azara. They don't have to be shechted on the northern part of the Azara. They can be shechted anywhere. V'damaton shtematon shein arba. The blood has to be sprinkled shtaim shein arba on the two corners, which hits four walls. V'nechalin b'chol ha'ir. They could be eaten throughout the entire city, through all of Yerushalayim. Also l'chal adam. They could be eaten by anybody. They're not just eaten by kaihanim like previous karbanos we've mentioned. They could be eaten by anyone. And b'chol ma'chol, they could be eaten any which way. They could be roasted, cooked, however it is. Also l'yoyim v'layla ad chatzos, for a day and a night up until chatzos. Now here we have something else we haven't had before. Hamura mehem kayotze behem. That which is separated or lifted from them is just like them. Muram is lashon of truma. Truma is something that's separated, it's designated, it's put to the side because given to kaihanim, and that's what hamuram is over here too. Parts of these karbanos were given to the kaihanim. That's specifically the chaza and the shaik, the chest and the leg. And we're saying that that has the same exact din as we just mentioned, that it could be eaten in Yerushalayim, it could be eaten by males and females. And we just clarify, elosh hamuram nechol kaihanim, that which is separated is only eaten by kaihanim, not by non-kaihanim, but it's also eaten l'nushem, l'vneim, l'avdehem, their wives, children, and avadim could eat it, as opposed to the other karbanos that we mentioned kaihanim eat, that it's only l'zichrei kahuna, for male kaihanim, these parts of the toida and the el nazir that are given to kaihanim could be eaten by the kohen's entire family, not just the males. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Zayin and Ches, discussing the last of the karbanos. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.